Welcome to Coaches Close Up, where we take you behind the scenes and get up close and personal with different Lancer coaches.
First up on episode one, we have Coach Circelli, who is going to be joining us here today. He is the head coach of our Windsor Lancers men's football team.
Today's show is brought to you by the University of Windsor's Alumni Association. Show us how you are Windsor proud by visiting the Alumni Association's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. Share your U Windsor memory or post a photo from your time on campus. For more information, visit uwindsor.ca/alumni.
All right, so how are you doing today?
Feeling great, actually. It's great that we've been able to start practicing again and being out on this beautiful new field.
Amazing. So Alumni Field got a facelift this summer. What do you think about the new turf?
I think it's fantastic. I know the players really like it. It was in need of much repair. And the fact that we've got another complex going to be done in the next year, I think we've got state-of-the-art facilities at our school.
All right. So what do you love most about living in Windsor?
It's the people. I mean, since we've come here day one, there's been nothing but pure hospitality to myself and the rest of my family, and it's just a really tight-knit family atmosphere here in the Windsor community.
Couldn't agree more. So what is the first thing you do every morning when you wake up?
Make my bed.
What's the last thing that you do every night before you go to bed?
Usually read.
What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading It Takes What It Takes by Trevor Moad, and there's a lot about Russell Wilson in there.
So cool. So what is one thing that people don't know about you?
In high school, you know, elementary high school, I spent a lot of time on the musical side. I was in the choir and played a couple instruments. I don't think too many people know that about me.
Amazing. What instrument did you play?
I played the piano and the cello, but very poorly.
What sports did you play as a kid?
Did a lot of hockey, soccer, and then as I got older, I got into football, wrestling, and badminton.
And what was your favorite sport?
Football.
What's your favorite sport now?
Still football.
You went to McMaster University. What degree did you complete?
Kinesiology.
Did you do anything else after your undergrad?
Yeah, then I went to the Purple School to the east there and got a teaching degree, Bachelor's of Education, and then also a Master's in Kinesiology.
Amazing. What was your favorite memory from your time as a varsity athlete?
You know, we were fortunate enough to win a lot of championships, and those are all great, but I think the best part is just growing up with the same group of guys, you know, in a student house, and just becoming more mature and developing into men. There's a lot of good times there.
Amazing. So what is your favorite memory as a football coach so far in your career?
You know what? Last year was pretty special because it was the first time that I got to coach with my brother and my dad. And prior to that, there was a point when I first started high school that my dad and myself were both coaching and my brother was still a player. So I'd say those two times are pretty special.
Amazing. So what made you decide to become a football coach?
I just wanted to give back to people and have the same experiences that I got to share. And I just have a passion for teaching people, and I wanted to make sure that they had the same experiences that I had and try and get rid of any of the negative ones that I had, help young athletes avoid that.
And would you rather be a legendary football player or a legendary football coach?
Coach, no question about it.
What is your number one coaching philosophy?
For us, it's been about, we want to give people the best possible academic and an athletic experience so that when they leave, their 4 or 5 years, whatever it happens to be, they leave and become better fathers, better husbands, really contributing members of society. That's what we want to have.
All right, and what is the very first job that you had when you were a kid?
It was cutting grass for my grandfather.
And what are you binge-watching right now on Netflix?
Right now on Netflix, you know what? I have to think about you know what? I just finished the last season of, actually, you know what? We'll say Cobra Kai. I just started getting into that one. Like me some Karate Kid.
And what is your biggest pet peeve?
Wet socks.
And your biggest weakness?
I would say being too much of a perfectionist, because a lot of times it cripples you and you don't want to move on till it's done right, and sometimes you just got to know it's time to move on.
All right, what about your biggest strength?
Realistically, probably my work ethic.
And what are three qualities you believe all effective and efficient coaches possess?
I think first and foremost, you got to have credibility. You got to do what you say you're going to do. Otherwise, you'll lose the respect of everyone. I think you've got to be a really good culture builder and not just put a slogan on a t-shirt. You actually have to have a system that you instill and teach the players. It's just as important as the X's and O's. And I think you've got to be a charismatic communicator. You've got to communicate well, whether it's listening, speaking, but you also have to sell that vision and be something that people, coaches, players want to follow.
And what was your favorite football player growing up?
My favorite player, I didn't really have a favorite player, but if I had to say one person I was always enamored with, it'd be Barry Sanders.
And what is your favorite jersey number?
51.
What defense would you prefer to run, a 4-3 or a 3-4?
4-3.
Your favorite offensive play to run?
Favorite offensive play to run is outside zone.
What is more important to you, having a star offensive tackle or a star edge rusher?
As a former lineman and line coach, I know a lot of people give me flack for it, but it's got to be a defensive lineman, an edge player, because you can't coach DNA.
You're an NFL or CFL GM, and you can pick any current player in the league to start a team. Who are you picking?
Russell Wilson. Just turn on the TV and watch him.
Third and goal on the 5-yard line, down by 4 with 10 seconds left to win the OUA championship. What play are you calling?
Probably some type of misdirection, rub-like play.
What is more important in a recruit, raw athletic ability or high football IQ?
High football IQ. You got to know where you're going.
What made you choose UWindsor as your coaching destination?
Kind of a combination. Just knowing what the city has to offer, the type of talent that's here, and the fact that it's a big challenge because what we're trying to do hasn't been done before.
And what is one skill that you would love to master?
I'd love to be able to cook on a regular basis.
All right, on that note, it's your last meal. What are you requesting?
My known as homemade lasagna. It's like 20 layers of the thinnest possible shell that you can get. It's fantastic.
And what is your go-to meal if you're in charge of cooking dinner?
I gotta be careful because my wife's gonna listen to this. It probably, whatever I can get on the barbecue, to be honest.
So on a day off, what do you like to do?
Spend time with the family, playing with the kids, reading. I really like to read with the kids.
And what is one place that you would like to travel to?
You know what? I'd really like to go to the west coast of the United States, check out California. I've not been there before.
Your biggest role model or mentor?
Be my father. He's the one that got me into coaching and teaching, so yeah, it'd be him.
And how would you describe yourself in 3 words?
Hardworking, or industrious, I don't know, whatever you want to say. Leadership and passionate.
And what is one piece of advice that you would give to everyone to get through these difficult times right now?
Just control what you can control, because anyone who tells you they know what's going on, what's going to happen, they're full of it. They really don't know. Just take care of your own 20 square feet and I think we'll be okay.
And what is your favorite part about coaching the Lancer team?
The camaraderie with the players, with the coaches. Every day you get to come to work and be with people you really respect and enjoy working with.
All right, and finally, what is the best part about being a Windsor Lancer?
The Lancer family. I think right when I came here and interviewed, I remember telling my wife and my brother, man, this is the place to be, because everyone here was so friendly and it was just this entire family environment. The fact that I get to see other coaches and administrators on a regular basis, I've never seen that at other institutions.
Amazing.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Coach.
I really appreciate the invite and thanks for having me.
No problem. See you next season.
Take care.
This program is once again sponsored by the University of Windsor Alumni Association. Be sure to visit them on the web at uwindsor.ca/alumni to check out all the services and events offered to University of Windsor alumni.